This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Thank you for joining us for the show today, and you'll be thanking us a little bit later on because you're going to grow so much intellectually, in other ways. Ed Vitagliano is with yours truly, Tim Wildman. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. I like that, intellectually.
Intellectually?
That's right.
Kind of like literature?
Literature.
Remember literature? J.J. Jasper, proud of Owensboro, Kentucky. Sits across me. I failed to mention, Ed, you're the pride of Nashua, New Hampshire.
You failed to mention that most Fridays, Tim.
I do.
It's okay.
I do. It's just a bad habit.
Nashua knows it. Nashua, they know it already. You go up there and ask a man on the street, you ever take that on the pride of? Never heard of him.
All right, J.J. Jasper. Where in the world has J.J. Jasper been this last week?
Last week, I was in Natchez, Mississippi. Had a wonderful time at Stanton Baptist Church. Tomorrow night, I'll be at Bett Baptist Church. Coldwater, Mississippi is the address, but it's actually closer to Independence. It's a youth fundraiser.
Yeah.
$10 tickets at the door, a night of comedy and inspiration with yours truly. So stand-up comedy tomorrow night, Bett Baptist Church, $10 tickets, you're invited.
It's named Bett?
Bett, B-E-T-T.
I thought Baptist churches weren't allowed to bet.
Yeah. Well, it's in the dance hall. That's where they're holding. That's where they're holding this drawing. Where they're holding the lottery.
I bet we have a good time Saturday night. How much you want to bet?
This must be.
Yeah, but it's just lemonade. That's all they can have.
This must be enough from the Northern Baptist Convention.
All right. It's Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. Here's how we do this if you're new to this program. We do this on Fridays, obviously, thus the name Trivia Friday. And that is we ask three questions each, and we have you call in and answer one of them and or ask us a question. We prefer that you answer ours and then ask us a trivia question. We have a lot of fun as we learn and grow together as people to make our planet all it can be.
Yes. Hey, and it's working. I got a real nice email.
Is it working?
Yeah, I got a real nice email from Harry, and he says how much he appreciates listening. Especially look forward to Trivia Friday.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I've been trying to get on that there show for nearly 3 years, but have heretofore been unsuccessful. So my question is, what's the secret, Brother Todd?
From Seagrove, North
Carolina.
Yeah,
Brother Todd seems to know. And so please tell Tim and Ed and all the other folks, I say bless you all. He listens in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And if I ever get to meet you sometime, if you make it out this way, he was saying real nice things. Harry from Tuscaloosa area.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, let me just say this. You know what? He lives in Tuscaloosa. That's 2 hours from where we are. If you listen to American Family Radio and you're driving, our way, we're in Tupelo, then you just, stop by. If it's Monday through Friday, we welcome folks to visit.
Happens a lot. People on vacation, on their way back from somewhere, they say, well, I'm going to stop there. And while I'm there, touring the headquarters of AFA and AFR, they go right down the road and see where Elvis was born.
Yeah, there
That's
you go.
That's a big deal for a lot of folks.
Yeah, and they also have we have the largest car museum in east of the Mississippi here.
Yes.
So if you're a big car buff, you can see that when you're in the Tupelo area. But, yeah, AFR is that's where we are. And, hey, you're welcome to come by Monday through Friday, and we'll shake your hand, hug your neck, and show
you some free popcorn.
Show you a tour.
Free popcorn. Well, actually, we're charging now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wish somebody had told me before today.
You can't get free popcorn forever. So we had to put that.
People start to feel entitled to it.
Yeah, there's a sign. It does say for a love offer on the popcorn machine, so we don't like you know, force people to give money. But we do have somebody who stands there and watches.
For a suggested gift.
All right, here's the phone number to reach us on Trivia Friday. Please do not call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. If you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We want to get as many new people an opportunity to get on the program as possible. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. I'll say it slower since I know you're frustrated with me right now. 888-589-8840. Send us an email, comments at AFR.net. You want to watch the show on, as Ed calls it, that there internet, you can go to Facebook Live. And I don't know if there's a Facebook dead, but I know there's a Facebook Live, and you can watch the show there. Today's issue is Facebook Live video streaming the show. Also, we have a YouTube channel now, so watch today's issue. Type in today's issues for our YouTube channel and watch the show there as well. Now, should you answer a particular mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, a beloved cowbell will ring, and you will have won yourself a American Family Radio Trivia Friday / Learning University t-shirt, which we have now, and I don't know how many more we got left, but you will win this Trivia Friday t-shirt if you answer the mystery question correctly. You can also buy these, right, JJ?
You can buy
these. Just straight up buy them.
AFAstore.net. But yeah. You better hurry because they're going like hotcakes.
Are they?
And I don't remember when hotcakes got so popular, but that's how fast these things are flying.
They're only
off $15 the
bucks. They're only $15. Go to AFAstore.net. 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 They're only $15. Hey, spring and summer. You
coming
can
up,
wear them.
Yeah,
just wear them. They're really nice quality.
That's not far off from just a regular price for a good t-shirt.
Right.
And you help the ministry of American Family Association, American Family Radio.
Yeah, get your Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt at afastore.net. Ed, what are your three questions?
Thank you, Tim, for asking. Here are my three questions. First, in the Batman comics, what was the real name of the villain called the Penguin? What was the real name of the Penguin in Batman? Question number two, population-wise, what is the largest city in Canada? Population-wise, what is the largest city in Canada? Now, if you've been listening, somebody mentioned this 2 or 3 weeks ago. It wasn't an official question. We're going to find out if you were paying attention. Third question, on the Muppets television show, what were the names of the two old guys that heckled from the balcony?
Never watched it.
You never watched The Muppets?
I know what you're talking about. Well, I mean, I just wasn't a fan.
Oh, okay.
The Muppets. Felt like it was a waste of, you know, I only had, you know, I got so many years
of
life.
Yeah, but you watched Gilligan's Island, so really?
Yeah, but that wasn't a waste. There were moral lessons you could gather from Gilligan's Island. Muppets, not so much.
Yeah, on The Muppets television show, what were the names of the two old guys that heckled from the balcony? They were my favorites. I love them.
I just got one thing to say to Tim.
Here's the deal.
Here's my three questions. First question, start off easy. The oldest person in the Bible lived to be 969 years old. Name him.
You don't know that? I question your Christian. Pardon me, I got mid-copy there. I just said, if you don't know that, you want to check.
You hadn't been, maybe you're newly saved, but you hadn't been a Christian very long.
Right.
You don't read
your
Bible if you don't know that, right?
Right, if you don't know that one.
Here's the second question. How many stars are there in the Big Dipper constellation? How many stars are there in the Big Dipper constellation? Third question, how many U.S. states start with the letter I? How many U.S. states start with the letter I?
Well, you really dumbed everything down today, haven't you, JJ?
It's Friday.
I think you took the easy road to researching these questions today. What do you invest about 5 minutes in your,
search?
How many Gospels are there?
Three minus two is what? All right.
He's mocking.
Yeah, I'm just.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Dean, let's see what your questions are.
I spent some time on my questions, okay? Which U.S. capital cities have rhyming names?
What? No? Rhyming names?
That's a trivia question. That's a good trivia.
What do you mean rhyming?
A thoughtful trivia question. which U.S. capital cities, you know what capital cities are, in various states.
Right.
There are two that rhyme.
Oh, so the two different cities from, okay.
What U.S. capital cities have rhyming names? Number two, name the white Greek cheese usually made from goat's milk.
I love it.
Name the...
There's a hint for you.
Oh, you love that. You love that.
Oh, man, yeah. I know.
Name the white Greek cheese usually made from goat's milk. All right, and number three, this is a... this is a difficult Bible question, which, if answered correctly, we're gonna send you a AFR mug, and a T-shirt.
Wow! If they get this one correct,
if they get this one, this is because the degree of difficulty here.
Oh, you had told us before the show.
Degree of
this
difficulty.
Is hard.
This is hard, but it's also not unreasonable. Okay, here's the question. Which five nations invaded Israel and took them over during the time of the Bible? Think about, the Bible and the nation of Israel when it was started, and who has invaded and held them captive? We talk about this, during sermons. Somebody will say, during this period or that period. There are five different nations that have invaded, kingdoms. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Right, right.
Have invaded Israel and took them over during the time of the Bible. There are five, named them.
And each time it was because of the disobedience of God's people. They disobeyed and strayed from his word.
Good point.
And he said, okay. Here's what's going to happen. The punishment's
great
coming.
Point, JJ. Let's get started, Ed.
All right. We are going to get my computer cursor here. We're going to Illinois.
And no cursing on Christian radio.
No cursor.
Oh, cursor. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
And Pam is with us on Trivia Friday from Illinois. Pam, welcome to the program.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Pam, loudly and clearly.
Okay, good.
Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to answer.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
The oldest person in the Bible.
All right, Pam.
We're sitting on the edge of our seats for this one. Come on, Pam, you can do it.
The oldest person in the Bible lived to be 969 years old. Name him.
Is it Methuselah?
Methuselah. Yeah. Way to start us out, Pam.
Excellent job, Pam. Yeah.
What's your question for us?
I don't think she has one.
I don't have a question.
Okay.
How old was Methuselah?
969.
Okay, 969.
Right.
Was that actual years as we know them?
I think so. I really think so. Because Adam and Eve were going to live forever, and then because of the fall of man, sin, then they lived to be 900, and if you'll watch, then 800, 7, 6. So when God said that you're going to die, they really did start to deteriorate.
What you're saying is that AARP lost money on that deal.
And I got to say right here, I want to go to heaven.
Right.
I do not want to mow my grass for 969 years.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
My aunt passed away Sunday night. Wonderful, remarkable lady. My Aunt Margie, my dad's sister, 96 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's a long time to live.
It is. Well, Pam, thank you. Have a great weekend. Okay.
All right, but we got that one out of the way.
Methuselah?
Yeah.
That was bothering you, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I was wondering, is this going to last the whole show?
All right, we go to Indiana.
I'm sorry, JJ. I'll stop mocking your question. It was just one I mocked.
Just one?
Yeah.
And we go to Indiana, and Kirsten is on the line. Kirsten, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
How are you, Kirsten? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The cheese one.
All right.
Okay, Kirsten in Indiana. Where are you calling from in Indiana?
Lafayette,
Indiana. 9 years old. Kirsten calls in and she wants the cheese question. And I will repeat the question now, and you will answer it. Name the white Greek cheese. Well, I'm about to get like JJ here.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Name the white Greek cheese usually made from goat's milk. What is it, Kirsten?
Feta cheese.
Feta! You nice. Love that feta cheese.
Everything's
you?
Better with feta. My wife makes scrambled eggs. She puts feta cheese in it. Feta
really?
Cheese on the salads.
Feta cheese is delicious. It's now good. You can get too much of it. You can like blue cheese.
Now, if you don't like this is probably too much information.
Yeah.
But after we have Greek cheese on our salads, my wife and I won't kiss because it is not the kind of cheese you want to get close to somebody after they've eaten some.
Feta,
it stinks.
But feta is delicious. Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, do you eat feta cheese, Kirsten?
No.
You don't? You got a problem with goat's milk?
Hey, Kirsten, have you ever had goat's milk?
Yes.
Okay. What'd you think about that? Do you like it?
Kinda.
Okay. Have you ever had goat eggs?
No.
Huh?
No.
Goats don't lay.
Okay. Well, I mean,
somebody helping you back
I think,
Kirsten.
You need to try.
She's got a lifeline.
You need to try. You don't dismiss goat eggs. You know, without trying them. Give them a try. Okay. They have goats in Ohio, which I think is one state over from you. That they have farms there. We're goats.
But they have goat's eggs?
Goat eggs, yeah. So ask your folks about that.
And so, Kirsten, if you scratch a goat behind both ears, it will lay an egg.
Lay an egg.
So you do that and just wait.
And not golden eggs.
No.
People make that stuff up.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm just talking about straight white eggs. All right, Kirsten, did she say she had a question?
She has a question for us. What is it, Kirsten?
What is the state insect of Indiana?
What's the state what?
Insect of Indiana.
The state insect
of Indiana. That would be the Hoosier bug.
The house fly. The house fly is the national bird of Italy.
I'm going to say mosquito.
State insect? I'm going to just guess and say grasshopper.
All right, and I'm going to guess and say the monarch butterfly. Any of us close?
Nope.
Three nopes.
What is it? And then you're teaching us something.
The firefly.
The what?
Firefly?
The firefly. That's a good one. I like that.
I got to say, I think it's good to have state flowers and state birds even, but you start getting into state insects. You got our legislators wasting time and money right there.
That's right.
I don't care, you know.
You don't have anything better to do than go through a book of insects and say, how about this one here?
Yeah, get you a flag, a song, a bird. And what else did I say?
Flower.
Get you a flower and let that be it.
Today's docket, we want to talk about the state napkin. Who'd like to make a motion? Who'd like to second? We're going to put this in committee and talk about what our state napkin is going to be.
Thank you, Kirsten. All right.
Have a good time. Thank you for calling in, Kirsten.
She said Lafayette.
Lafayette. You could tell whoever was
beautiful
with her,
area.
They were having a good time.
Yeah. So. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thank you for listening. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. And you can watch the show on Facebook Live. Go to Facebook, type in Today's Issues, and watch the program this morning. If you'd like to join us here and get inside the studio, we have cameras set up here. Let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right. We go to Oklahoma, and Pete is on the line. I like doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys don't mind that in Oklahoma, do you, Pete?
Oh, no.
You never hear it, do you? Pete, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Oh, I'm going to do both today.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
Well, since I get to listen to y'all live for the first time in a long time, I want to do your Ed's question about the Muppets.
All right, here's the question. On the Muppets television show, what were the names of the two old guys that heckled from the balcony?
Well, they're not old guys. They're old codgers, but there's Statler and Waldorf.
That is correct.
Wow. Statler and Waldorf.
They were named after two hotels in New York City, the Statler Hilton and the Waldorf Astoria.
Wow, okay.
You know, the guy that came up with all that is right here in Mississippi. Our flagship station, as Tim was talking about, is in Mississippi. And Jim Henson, who created the Muppets, from Mississippi.
He's from Mississippi?
Yes, yeah. I think Greenwood, Mississippi.
Wow, I may be wrong on that.
Yeah, okay. It's a pretty big deal. It's got worldwide fame.
Pete, did you know that, or did you have to look it up?
I knew that because that was a tradition with me and my dad watching that show when I was a kid growing up. It was like crazy insane.
Yeah, they were my favorite characters on there. So,
yeah, do you remember who voiced them?
I don't. Who was it?
In the early days, it was Dave Coulier or something like that.
Hmm.
And then it became somebody else in the later ones.
Now, that's some deep trivia right there.
It sure is.
Miss Piggy would be proud, and it's not easy being green, Pete.
Pete, what's the question I had for you? That ain't the question I had for you guys.
All right, what's your question?
All right, do you know the name of the band that was on The Muppet Show?
The name of the band? You mean like the Muppet Band itself? Or
yeah, the band, yeah.
Animal was on drums, right?
Right.
But I don't remember the name of the band.
Anybody else?
No, I think they're stumped.
Never watched it. I watched one or two.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
What was it? You got a stump, Pete. What was it?
Excuse me. Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Mm.
There's a little bit of electric mayhem that happens here on Friday mornings.
A little chaos, at least.
Thanks, Pete. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right. So we'll take one more before the break.
All right, let's try. We'll go back to Indiana. Hoosier State stepping up today. Brian is on with us. Brian, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Hey, doing great.
We're blessed, Brian.
Thank you. You want to ask, answer?
Good.
Ask, answer, or do both?
What part of Indiana are you calling from, Brian?
Not too far from the last caller, actually. I'm calling from Kokomo.
Okay.
Kokomo.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, thanks for calling,
Next stop, Kokomo. That was on a Three Stooges or maybe the Marx Brothers or something. That is a line. Next stop, Kokomo.
That's a little bit before my time.
Okay, Brian. Wise guy. Thank you. All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Brian?
I'd like to do both, but I'm a little disappointed because, as a pastor, I was going to answer the easy Bible question, but,
Right.
But that one was taken off Brian, the table right away.
Do you really feel satisfaction when you answer a question that everybody in the world knows on a national radio show? And you're a pastor?
I would, just because it's Learning University.
Okay.
There you go.
I like that.
Learning is learning, isn't it, Pastor?
Exactly.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer then?
Well, I'm not going to answer the difficult Bible question.
Okay.
Because, I don't want to show off or anything. So let's do the U.S. states that start with the letter I.
Here's the question.
Hold on.
Yes.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Right. How many U.S. states start with the letter I, Brian?
That would be 4.
That's right.
What are they?
Oh!
All right, Brian,
unbelievable.
A t-shirt.
Name them for us.
That would be Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Idaho.
That's right.
Wow.
Hey, you just won a t-shirt for tackling that difficult question.
Three of them are in Big Ten country right there.
Hey, Brian, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
That's right.
We got a break coming up right here. You can hang on, right? Because we got a free t-shirt waiting for you.
Sure.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, you can ask your question,
right. And
then we'll say goodbye to you, but we'll get your information so we can send you the t-shirt, okay?
All right, sounds great.
All right, hang on, Pastor.
We shall return momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We call this
Learning University.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. A couple of months ago, I told you about the Show Up Tour coming up to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon in September. And the Show Up Tour means all you got to do is show up to Washington, D.C., and we will take care of the rest. That is the Spiritual Heritage Tour in the fall, and we're almost sold out. You will love this tour if you've never been to our nation's capital. We're going to see it from a distinctively Christian perspective and a historically accurate perspective. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will be joining us to give talks all along the way. We're also going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown on a separate tour just preceding the Washington, D.C. tour if you want to do both. So for all the information on the September Show Up Tour, go to SpiritualHeritageTours.com. That's SpiritualHeritageTours.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Harper. If you're a pastor's wife like me, you probably know what it feels like to live in a fishbowl. You know, that feeling like everybody is watching your every move?
The annual AFA Pastor and Wife Fishbowl Retreat is 3 days and two nights of relaxation and building relationships. The retreat is hosted by Pastor Bert Harper of Exploring the Word and his wife, Jan. Special guest speakers will include AFR morning personality J.J. Jasper and his wife, Melanie. The AFA Fishbowl Retreat is set for October 9 through 11 at the Linden Valley Conference Center in Linden, Tennessee. Call 800-326-4543, extension 300, for registration and information. That's 800-326-4543, extension 300. Or visit repairingthefoundations.net. Registration is limited to the first 35 couples.
Get out of the fishbowl and into the AFA Pastor and Wife Fishbowl Retreat. We'll see you there.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, with the monkeys, and people say we monkey around.
No, turn that back up.
That's right, I like it.
Huh?
I'm ready.
Right there, I don't, you know, they're just trying to be friendly.
You know what? I'm going to go on iTunes. I'm going to download that. I can listen to it anytime
I
want.
Let it be your ringtone. Yeah.
Hey, I can't figure out how to get those on.
I don't know what channel you guys were watching. We were living in different states growing up. The one little season there that I was watching the monkeys, right before it or right after it, came one creepy show. It was Dark Shadows.
Dark Shadows.
And that
I remember
was
that.
A weird. That was weird, creepy. Kind of a.
It was a
soap
like,
opera.
It was a horror soap opera.
Yeah, very weird.
Barnabas Collins was
right
a vampire.
It was right next to the monkeys, and I was just sticking around to watch them.
Got whiplash, huh?
I had to watch a little bit, you know, half of that crazy thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, the monkeys. I think they had a 4 or 5 year run there in the 60s.
You know, I used to love that show, and they come on, I don't know, TV Land or whatever.
Yeah.
And I sat down and watched an episode, I don't know, about a year ago, whatever. And I thought, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But I watched it in high school. Man, yeah. It was funny.
Ed, where you're among friends, you don't have to say you watched it a year ago. If that's your guilty pleasure to watch the monkeys
that's okay.
every weekend.
There are worse things you can do.
We're not going to judge you.
No, it's like things you remember, like those little marshmallow peanut, those orange things. I loved those growing up. And this is about 20 years ago. We were at the grocery store. And I told my wife, Diane, I said, you know what? My mama ain't here no more. If I want to get this stuff that's not good for you, I'm getting it. I love these things, and I could hardly ever have them because
nobody's going to tell me no.
And I started eating them. I thought, these things are awful. They're just awful. So,
all right,
anyway.
Let's go back to Brian in Indiana. Brian had a question he was going to pose to the three of us. Brian, you there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, man.
First of all, I'll add Ed to my prayer list for the TV choices. But, you know, I mean.
Oh, so now you're going to go all spiritual on me. You didn't know the hard Bible question, but you're going to. That's all right.
Insulted my age. I didn't say I didn't know the hard Bible question.
You don't want to show off.
So, yeah.
We got you.
That's right.
Brian, what's your question for us?
trying to be humble.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the Bible, there is one book that does not mention the name of God at all. What book is it?
It's Esther.
Esther.
I'm going three for three. Esther, yeah.
Man. Good
we're
job,
yeah, we're, yeah, we're
that's right. We try to be humble too, yeah, Pastor. But
duly noted.
It's hard.
We're not watching the monkeys. Yeah. We're reading our Bible, Brian. Right.
You know, you got your daily viewing, and then you got your daily Bible reading.
So. Hey, Pastor Brian, I'm going to put you on hold.
Put you on hold,
and then
not purgatory though.
No. And Cindy Roberts is going to get your information. Congratulations on getting the mystery question correct. You have won a Trivia Friday T-shirt. Hope you wear it with, humble pride. So
I will. I definitely will. Thank you, gentlemen. You guys be blessed.
Thank all you. Right. Yes, sir.
Have a great day there in the great state of Indiana. All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ. We're here every Friday. And what are we doing, Ed? What's our purpose, our goal, our objective? When we look out across our lives, we look back, we're going to hope we have done this for our listeners.
We want our listeners to Trivia Friday
Trivia Friday listeners.
Betterer.
Smarterer. Awesomer.
Those three things.
If we can accomplish those three things, I think that's
making a difference.
That's
Tim.
Making a difference.
Maybe more
that's
humble.
That's what we're here for.
Maybe more humbler.
Make a difference. Maybe more humbler.
Yeah, that's too hard. That's too hard. Yeah,
humbler.
Stick with the other three.
Too hard to say.
It's kind of like handsomer.
Yeah. And when you get into saying words on Christian radio and they have to stumble along there.
Yeah, you want to be careful.
You want to rehearse them prior
to.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want any kind of disaster.
Let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Excellent idea.
Gone unanswered.
I have two questions left for my original. I'll add a third. First, in the Batman comics, what was the real name of the villain called the Penguin?
The Penguin.
Second question, population-wise, what is the largest city in Canada? And I'm going to add a question, Bible question. Where on the roof did Rahab hide the two spies from Israel? That's in the book of Joshua.
Good question.
On the roof did Rahab hide the two spies from Israel?
Here's what I've got. First question, how many stars are in the Big Dipper constellation? Second question, a new one. In the tale of Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans? See how good of a memory you have. Huh? Go way
Jack
back.
Traded?
He traded something for the magic beans. What
Goat
did
eggs.
He trade?
Goat eggs.
And then that
was
a
good trade, actually, right there.
Then
you got Babe Ruth was traded to the...
To the Yankees. From the Red Sox.
Yeah. Well, and you had that goat egg curse.
The curse of the goat egg.
Yeah. And here's a new question, my third question. Which two U.S. state capitals lie on the Mississippi River? There are only two U.S. capitals that are right there on the river. Name the two. That's a hard one.
Because that's not easy.
You will think
so-and-so and so-and-so, but not necessarily.
Well, and they have to be, they're the U.S. capital. They're the capital of their state, and there's two of them that are on the Mississippi River.
All right. Speaking of capitals, here are my three questions. Which U.S. capital cities have rhyming names? That make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Number two, this is a very difficult question for most people, so we're going to give a mug, AFR mug, and a T-shirt if you answer this one correctly. What five nations invaded Israel and took them over during the time of the Bible? What five nations invaded Israel and took them over during the time of the Bible? Here's a new question, switching over to the world of dogs. A pugil is the mix of what two dog breeds?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Or false?
I don't know anybody that's had this particular dog, but there is a
dog. I had that on my foot one time, but some of that gold bond powder helped.
I understand. a bugle? Well, actually, that may be true, Ed, but there's also a dog breed.
That don't look like bunions, and it don't look like a corn. I'm going to say it's a pugle.
Pugle. Is it a pugle? Is that what it is? Or, I don't know if it's pugle or pugle. I don't know, because anyway, P-U-G-G-L-E is the mix of what two dog breeds? That's my question. All right, let's get back to the...
Let's do it.
Give the phone number again.
All right, the phone number to call. If you want to get on this here show, Trivia Friday, is
888-888.
You'll have a chance. That's true.
Yeah.
888-589-8840. For those of you just grabbing a pen, I'll repeat it. 888-589-8840.
Yeah, you don't have a chance at all if you don't even have the phone number.
That's true.
You know,
if you don't try...
That's a life lesson.
How are you going to get on the show?
You have to apply yourself.
You got to have a line in the water if you expect to catch a fish.
There you go.
You're not going to catch one sitting in your lazy boy at home.
That's right.
That's what my mom
may wind up with a pugle on your foot, but you are not going to get on this show.
That's right. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Have I beat that horse too much there at the pugle joke?
Yeah. You're one. I would think that would be the last time we'd want to hear that.
Arkansas. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is on the line. No, just plain Dwayne. Welcome to the program, Dwayne.
Plain Dwayne. Now how do you feel, Dwayne?
That's me.
Hey, Dwayne, welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'd like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to try to answer?
I'm going to do the one about the... I'm going to try the Big Dipper.
All right, Dwayne. How many stars are in the Big Dipper constellation?
Big Dipper.
I'm guessing. I think it's 7.
It is 7.
Wow.
Nice. 7.
Excellent.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Now, when I was sharing this with a coworker, Dwayne, they asked
me to name them.
say again?
So please don't ask me to name them.
No, no. When I was sharing this with a coworker, then he immediately asked me how many stars were in the Little Dipper, and I don't know the answer to that. Do you know?
No, sir.
Yeah.
You've answered how many stars are in the Big Dipper. Now, how many dips are on this here show? Just kind of reverse.
Well, I had a couple friends in high school that were
dips,
big dippers.
oh man.
Hey, Dwayne, yeah. What's your question for us?
Little
cheek. Okay. This is a Bible question. Famous last words. I don't know how.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
This is off to a good start.
In Arkansas, it's hey, y'all, watch this. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Dwayne.
What character in the Bible said, "Surely the bitterness of death is past"?
Who in the Bible said this? Quote: "Surely the bitterness of death has passed."
Now, guys, we're just talking among ourselves.
And he was looking it in the face.
That sounds like that could be a Job thing.
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, Dwayne, so don't say anything yet.
I don't remember the verse. So is that going to be David or Saul or somebody in battle? But
could it be...
It is Old Testament.
I'm going to guess... Surely the bitterness of death has passed.
I'm going to guess Job. That's just my
All right, that's yours.
Guess.
I wonder if it was Hezekiah or something.
I don't remember that in Job.
Is this the last
either.
Word?
I don't remember it. I'm just.
This is the last thing this guy said, Dwayne?
Yes, it is. Well, that's what's recorded, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the last word recorded.
Well, then that's not Job. That's not Job.
Right.
Man.
No.
No. All right. I'm going to change mine and go. I'm going to go with one that's in 2 Benjamin.
2 Benjamin.
Yeah. No, I'll stick with Job since I already said it.
I'll just go. I know it's not wrong, but I'll just go with Hezekiah.
Zacchaeus.
All right, and Zacchaeus. All right, those are our three guesses. Those are our three guesses, Dwayne. Any of us even close?
Afraid not. Sorry about that. It's in 1 Samuel. It's King Agag. He's the one that was Saul was told to destroy them all.
Yeah,
but he saved him. And Samuel, you know, took a sword, and it says he hewed him in pieces. That's the way it's worded, before the Lord.
Wow.
That's where we get the term scrambled Agag.
Scrambled egg.
That's bad.
That's where we get
that
the
is
term.
Bad, Dwayne. Bad. Bad, Dwayne. Bad, Dwayne.
Scrambled. Does that the scrambled egg egg with? Oh, is that man. With or without come feta on, cheese? On. Go cut this
out. Thank you for that, Dwayne. Right before lunch.
Morbid humor.
Hey,
here.
That was. That's yeah. Kind of a. I do remember that story now, but I don't remember. Yeah. So he thought, hey, the salt brought me home, kind of like he did the other thing. You know, yeah. Bringing the things home he wasn't supposed to. Oh, the men. Yeah. And Saul, Samuel
he
said,
thought he thought he was home clear.
Why do I hear
wasn't.
The bleating of sheep? You know, oh, yeah, that's the right. Men. The men wanted
right.
to do that.
Yeah.
And then so he thought he was home free. And then the prophet yep. said, no.
So, sorry, Agag.
Hey, Dwayne, thanks. Have a great weekend.
God bless you.
Yeah. So, honey, you're going out with who Friday night? Agag?
Agag.
What's his first
oh,
name?
Oh, yeah, I know his mama.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Yeah. What kind of mama would name their kid Agag?
Agag.
Anyway, it's not for me to judge.
But if not you, who?
Who? Let's repeat our questions quickly.
All right. In the Batman comics, what was the name, the real name of the villain called the Penguin? Second question, population-wise, what is the largest city in Canada? Third question, where on the roof did Rahab hide the two spies from Israel?
Here's what I've got. In the
James Taylor had a song about that.
Did he really? Mm-hmm. James Taylor, he had a song about just about everything else.
Up on the roof. Anyway, go ahead.
In the tale of Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans? Next question, which two...
Wait, what? What?
What happened? I'm all over the
did
place.
Did you think?
Bible,
did you?
Nursery
did you
rhymes.
Come up with that on your own, or did you, that
no? I saw it on a
okay
a trivia
just,
thing.
You just sound funny to me saying
Jack
that
and
question.
The Beanstalk.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
That really happened. A lot of people don't believe that.
Saw,
that's historical. Fact.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah,
Bugs Bunny cartoon.
In the tale of Jack and the Beanstalk,
yeah.
What did Jack trade for the magic beans?
Okay.
Next question, which two U.S. state capitals lie on the Mississippi River?
I don't think
which
it should ever lie.
Two U.S. state capitals lie on the Mississippi River. And then I'll add another one. What is the name of great waves resulting from earthquakes? What is the name of great waves or a great wave that results from an earthquake?
Wow.
Anything funny about that question?
No, just. All right. To follow up on JJ, here's mine. After the letter C, what is after the letter C?
Hey, some of these, like some of these lasted a little longer.
Ask them
than
to
I
spell
thought.
That. That'd be good too.
Spell the letter C.
No, spell that. The answer to your question right there. That'd be good.
Speaking of the letter C, so the word sent, S C E N T. Which one of those is silent, the S or the C? And how do we know?
Is that true
yeah.
or false?
Mm. I got some deep thinkers right here on this panel, don't we? Between
we're been
us
over,
three.
We're been over with our chin on our fist.
Here are my three questions. Number one, which U.S. capital cities have rhyming names? That has not been answered yet. Which there are two cities that are state capitals in this here fine U.S. of A.
And their names
and their
rhyme.
Names rhyme. Number two, what five nations invaded Israel and took them over during the time of the Bible?
I see what's happened here, JJ, is Tim got himself a couple of hard questions, and now he's mocking the rest of the staff, rest of the faculty.
I have got a little bit of a, I don't know what you call it, a big head about my questions. I guess you could say I need to.
You're confident. Like a starting pitcher going into a big game.
I need to pull back, and JJ, I apologize for making fun of your questions.
Okay. All right.
Will you forgive me?
Absolutely.
Because I can't live myself over the weekend unless
or ruin your whole weekend.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
probably wouldn't even be able to
well,
play
I'd be
one
thinking
hole
about
of golf
tomorrow night. I'd be laying in bed going, you know, I really should have asked JJ for forgiveness on that.
It's
a puggle or a pugle, however you pronounce it. I do not know, and I apologize. Is the mix of what two dog breeds? Puggle. You got. It's a mix of what two dog
it's
breeds?
It's a puggle.
Puggle. A puggle. What is a puggle? It's a mix of two dog breeds. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Florida. Shannon is on the line. Shannon, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome. Welcome. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Which question would you like to try to answer?
I want to do the Jack and Beanstalk question.
All right, Shannon. In the tale,
I just
want
to hear JJ ask this.
In the tale of Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans?
A cow.
A cow.
Yes.
A cow. That's right.
Woo, you know, that cow went on to jump over the moon. A lot of people don't know that.
And then he felt bad. He said, look how athletic that cow was, and I traded him for these beans.
And then he got tipped over. That cow, same cow, jumped over the moon, was part of the Jack and the Beanstalk thing,
and then
tipped over.
He started it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later became a sirloin. Anyway.
Hey, you got it, Shannon. What's your question for us?
What are the five countries that have only one syllable?
Five countries.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
Jack. Yeah, all right. It's not China. It's not Russia.
We're going to start doing that. We're going to be here all day. We're going to do process of elimination. I'm going to say Chad.
Well, Chad is one. Sure.
Chad is one.
You say there are five?
Don't answer. Is this Shannon we're talking to? All right. We're going to have to try to be quick on this thing. Chad's
France
one.
France is one.
France, that's a good
that's
one,
good.
Ed.
France is two.
Two.
I'm no help.
I'm having to go through areas of the country.
I'm going around the world right now in my head about.
This is really tough on my passport. Just trying to think all these countries.
We got Chad and France.
Chad, France.
Yeah.
It's not Uruguay.
Now, what about Africa? Zip through Africa right there in your head.
I'm going to zip through Africa.
It's not Uganda.
We got two of five there. What's
three,
the other
one? I think three. Y'all added one other one. You named three.
No, France and Chad, I think, is all we got. Mm. All right, Shannon, you got us. What are the other three?
Spain.
How did we miss that? I just didn't go far enough down.
Right, from France.
All right, what's the other one?
Other two.
Greece.
I'm half Greek. I apologize. I admit it.
You got to back off the hockey. And
get back to geography.
All right, one more, Shannon. One more. What's the last one?
Laos is Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
Okay, Shannon. That's a very good question.
Yes, it was.
Appreciate you calling. Are we done?
Yeah, that was her question. It was an excellent trivia question. Thank you,
Made
Shannon.
Greece, Spain, France, Chad, and Laos.
I feel like an idiot because in our defense, it's hard to sit there. I mean, if you had time.
We just didn't have the time.
And see, that's the pressure our listeners feel when they get on the radio.
That's true. We should be sympathetic.
Well, you know.
Now we're not only going to have sympathy, we're going to have empathy.
Empathy.
You saw
just
how many
don't get
I
on
added.
Here. Don't, yes. don't get on here and choke. That's what we're
right.
saying, huh?
Right.
Not in front of all your friends.
It's a miserable feeling.
Yeah. Get on here. You got your one shot at glory, and you choke.
Don't choke like LSU did last night in that one inning. I don't know if you guys were watching college
baseball.
Yeah. It was. I was grimacing.
Brutal.
It was hard to watch. They were playing Ole Miss
in baseball.
They got one inning. They just could not get out. And I think they went through six different pitchers.
Wow. LSU.
And then they loaded the bases up. And then they were walking the home.
It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch.
LSU did that.
Yeah.
So what was the final score?
I don't know because I was crying so bad. I just went on to bed and I couldn't hardly see. My eyes were blurry from crying.
6 or something.
No, it was. You need to pull that up and watch that one inning.
Our LSU listeners.
And LSU,
fans,
by the way, has a storied baseball
team. They got an amazing baseball team, but they're struggling this year, and the fans know it.
And JJ's here to remind them.
Yes, JJ, I don't think he's being sincere.
Go ahead.
All right, we go back to the phones. Mississippi, Jamie is on the line. Jamie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, sir. How are you all doing today?
We're doing great, Jamie. Thanks for calling. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I think I'm going to do both.
All right. Which question you want to try to answer?
I want to answer the one about the five nations.
Damn.
All right, Jamie, thank you for making our first attempt at answering this question. And should you get all five correct, you will win. I'm going to send you an AFR travel mug, which I'm now holding up on our video.
But the one you'll send to Jamie will be unused.
Correct.
Yes.
It'll be brand new brand with the new plastic still covering it. Yes. Thank you, Ed, for clarifying that. And then also going to send him a T-shirt. Okay.
And a T-shirt.
Okay. Here's the question.
That's what's up for grabs, Jamie.
For those who just joining us, here's the question. What five nations invaded Israel and took them over during the time of the Bible, Jamie?
Okay. Assyria.
Yes.
Babylon.
Yes.
Persia.
Yes.
Greece. Yes. And
Rome.
Hey!
Got
it! Whoa! Whoa! Well, yeah, that's
he gets
right.
it all Thanks anyway, doesn't he? So you get the 64 Mustang, too.
I'm glad you were answering, Jamie, because I had Spain and Laos.
Oh, wow.
Greece.
And,
Greece. That was in both lists.
Hey, let me tell you, great answer, Jamie. You're right. The Assyrians invaded the northern kingdom of Israel in 722 BC. Do you have this? If you do, you give it. Give the details.
Well, I know it was 722, and Babylon, I know, was 586
yes.
BC. They invaded, but I don't remember the dates of the other ones.
Now, with to repeat what Jamie just said, it's the Assyrians first, the Babylonians second, the Persians third, the Greeks fourth, and then the Romans.
Right.
Of course, Romans were the time of Jesus in the New Testament. But the Assyrians would have been, is that modern-day Syria? Is that where they would have come from?
It would have encompassed modern-day Syria. Okay. It was larger than that, went up into Turkey.
And then the Babylonians, that's modern-day Iraq, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir, modern-day Iraq.
And then the Persians would be where Iran is.
Iran, right.
Okay. And then, of course, Greeks come from Greece and the Romans from Rome or Italy. But anyway, five, that's very, very good.
That's real good, Jamie.
Jamie,
we're gonna
load you down, man.
So now, Jamie, I know you've got a question for us, but when we're done with you on the radio, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold and get your information and send you this, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, what's your
question I have is, mm-hmm. this would be a pretty easy one for you Bible scholars. What was the youngest king that ever reigned? What was his name and how old was he?
Now, was it, talking among ourselves, was it Josiah, 8 years old?
That would be
yes,
my...
Sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
All right.
JJ,
all right,
Jasper.
JJ. Nailed it.
Josiah.
Yes,
so you're gonna send him anything, Jamie? You gonna send JJ anything for answering your question?
Yes, sir, I could. I would be glad to.
No, we're just kidding.
But hey, if you want to transfer your T-shirt and mug over to JJ, no. I'll hand it to him right here, right now. You know, we'll just trade Christmas gifts that way.
Regifting. You know? That's called regifting.
Dirty yeah. Santa.
No, we're going to see.
April.
He needs to hold on.
Yeah, I'm going
to. Yeah. I enjoy you all show and listen to it quite often when I'm not driving. I head home and I just, you know, keep up the good work and I pray for you guys and I tell you what, it's an inspiration.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you,
much.
Brother. And I'm going to put you on hold, so don't hang up, okay? All right.
Congratulations to Jamie from Mississippi.
Okay,
he nailed it.
Putting Jamie on hold so we can get his address and send him what he won here. We got to take a break for news, and we'll be back in 5 minutes, and we'll have another 25 minutes of Learning University. We'll go to Roger in Arkansas. Jay in Georgia, Shane in Oklahoma, Karen in Virginia, Jamie in Mississippi, and Shannon in Texas. That's probably all we have time for, to be honest with you, today. I don't know if we'll be able to get it any more than those. But we'll get as many new calls as we can coming up after the news. So we're going to take a break right here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of
Learning University.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.